This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news of rapidly building economic consequences from the latest Chinese health scare. Yesterday, the China coronavirus threat spooked Asian equity markets further, with the Shanghai index down a whopping 2.8%. Hong Kong was down 1.5% and Tokyo was down 1%. That carried on to European markets, most falling by 0.9% in overnight trading sessions that have just ended. And Wall Street is realising how dependent it is on healthy Chinese economy too, with the S&P 500 currently down 0.3% and falling. Some disappointing earnings aren't helping Wall Street either. At the epicentre of the virus outbreak, Wuhan, an 11 million person city is in lockdown and quarantined, public transport is closed, and spring festival travel plans of millions are in disarray. The virus has now been identified in five overseas countries: Thailand, Japan, South Korea, the US, and now Singapore. In New York, there was another very big Fed repo transaction, two in fact, together amounting to $75 billion overnight. But because of the expiry of earlier actions, the net was a pullback in liquidity support. And we should note, a Chinese company has scooped up a huge stockpile of rare and critical tech materials for volumes far greater than the annual mined output of many miners. And here is a message from our friends at Hatch. The foundation of sound investing is all about the ability to minimize risk by spreading investments across sectors, industries, and companies. Exchange-traded funds that track market indexes, like the S&P 500, offer everyday investors like you the benefit of diverse holdings in the largest 500 companies listed on stock exchanges in the US. Hatch gives you access to more than 500 ETFs, from BlackRock's Megatrend ETFs to Vanguard's Total Stock Market Index Fund. Visit hatch.as/investing to easily diversify your portfolio. The first ECB monetary policy review of 2020 has kept policy rates on hold, as expected. That means their zero and negative rates continue, and that they will keep on adding 20 billion euros per month in their QE program. The ECB is to review its mission with broad scrutiny of their objectives and policy tools. Separately, the BIS says climate change could spark the next financial crisis. The first survey of consumer sentiment in Europe for 2020 was expected to show an improvement, being not as negative. But in fact, there was no change to the net negative levels at the end of 2019. And France has revealed that its tax strategy has lured the US into the OECD's BEPS arrangements, something that the US was wary of earlier. In Australia, the unemployment rate fell to 5.1%, seasonally adjusted, taking pressure off the RBA to cut interest rates when they next meet on February the 4th. The Aussie dollar rose on the news. The actual jobless rate rose from 4.9% from 4.8% in November. Their actual participation rate rose to 66.4% and a record high, at least since 1978. Full-time jobs were unchanged in December from November, but part-time jobs rose 29,000. The US Treasury 10-year yield is again softer today at just under 1.72%. That's a notable 5 basis points fall from and large in the world of benchmark bonds. Gold is up $7 today to $1,564 an ounce. And US oil prices are now down sharply again to now just over $55 a barrel, while the Brent benchmark is lower at just under $62 a barrel. Over the past 3 days, the crude oil price has fallen more than 5% on demand fears. And the Kiwi dollar is a little softer again today as the greenback rises. It's now at 65.8 US cents. On the cross rates, we're unchanged at 96.4 Australian cents. And against the euro, we're marginally firmer at 59.6 euro cents. That leaves our trade weighted index at just on 71.1. And Bitcoin is much lower after yesterday's afternoon drop, now at $8,322. That's a 3.8% drop in a day. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes, get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz, and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again on Monday.